Hey, college best friends. It's just Soph here. We're kind of lacking Ryan because he's left us to go travel around Florida and be in Disney and be a character performer. Just kidding. He's friends. He's friends with Goofy. Just kidding. Yeah. They're real. So I am here on tour. Hashtag tour life. Hashtag around the country in 80 days. Hashtag Peter Rabbit Tales. And I am here with the one and only Michael Massey. Michael, say hi.
Hi, guys. This is Michael Massey, longtime listener, first-time contributor. I'm very excited to be here.
Michael, we are so excited to have you. So just for context, Michael also graduated from Muhlenberg. I know. Basically, everyone we have on this show is from Muhlenberg because that is our scope of our friends.
Call us the plague.
Yeah. Call us the Muhlen plague. We are taking over. We will decimate.
Oh, there's a bug in here.
80% of the is there right now. Michael and I are... Oh, there it is. I slapped it. Right now, we are in a van driving on our way back from one of our tours. The van. The passenger van, aka passy van for those initiated. Oh, almost dropped my phone. We are entertaining ourselves by driving back from Atlanta.
Yeah, entertaining ourselves by doing this podcast because someone is not doing their job well in the form of navigator, in the form of Sophia Richter, in the form of music contributor.
Look, sometimes in life, dongles break. Okay? Or sometimes dongles are defective. And it's common. It happens to everyone. And
one way to avoid that is still have an iPhone 6 like I do.
Your iPhone is so cracked I can't even see the screen. I don't even know how you're navigating right now. So just for context, we are on tour right now with Peter Rabbit Tales through Enchantment Theater Company. Go to enchantmenttheater.org to buy your tickets today. And so, as I said, we are driving back. I am sweating. Michael, as I said, graduated a year before us. He was on a tour with Enchantment Theater Company last year. And so this year, he's kind of a pro. He's kind of the company manager.
Kind of the boss. Kind of the guy who says what. You know what I mean? And I need to make it clear, I did not audition for this show. I was asked back, which is a great honor.
Huge honor. He has made it to the big leagues. Where he can be asked to be in a project as opposed to having to audition for it like us mere peons. But thankfully, I got in based on my own merit. really excited about that. Yeah. So we're here because we wanted to talk about just some things that have been really on our minds, some pressing issues, such as signs and colors.
Signs and colors. I said before we started this podcast, my favorite color is green. I don't wear a lot of green, though. I'm a yellow rising, and I think a gray falling. I like gray, too.
I could totally see you wearing gray, but I think the wrong shade of gray will wash you out and make you look a little ashy.
I think so, too. I think that's why I only made it once on Grafitzenberg, even though I wear a graphite a lot.
Oh, shame. I made it twice.
Okay, Sophia, the form antagonism has reared its ugly head again, and as the driver, I should be praised and comforted and coddled, because I'm doing
You're right, you're right. You are doing a great job. The driver does deserve to be coddled. I, too, like to be coddled when I am driving. Let it be clear that Michael was absent from the first leg of our journey.
Okay, so long story short, the first rehearsal we had, which was in the beginning of September, I said, at this date, can I visit my sister? And everyone
said yes. Let it be known the first rehearsal, Sophia sucked dick.
Let it be known during rehearsal, Sophia didn't know how to use a broom, apparently.
That's so true. So in the show, you won't know what's going on unless you come to see it, but I have some sick sweeping, but I got really self-conscious on the first day of rehearsal. I was like, is this how you hold a fucking broom? I was just really nervous all around and doubting every move. Moral of the story, don't die yourself. I was right.
So anyway, the drive down to Atlanta, I was not there to help drive because I was visiting my sister, and apparently Sophia hates family and resents me for that. But now I've taken...
I drove 10 hours on the way there. But you know what? He's made up for it. He's made up for it in full.
This is going to be my 12th hour.
It is. I know. I told you... You said you would drive two shifts today, and I said one was more than enough.
No, it's just like one person had to do two, and I said, why not be me? Why not be fierce? Why not push through?
Our fearless leader. There it is.
Why not get the attention? All that jazz.
Our fearless leader taking one for the team.
Yeah.
So I'm not actually mad at him because look at this. He's really made a great sacrifice for us. And I too will have to make the same sacrifice in March because I believe I will not be joining the group on the journey to Albany. Yeah. Unclear though, because we'll see if my parents love me or not.
And want to take me.
And we'll see. More like, this will get them. More like, we'll see if they love my brother. Mm. If they want to go see him. That'll get them. Yeah. Haha, mom.
You can't say no to going to see Will.
I wish I had water. I should have bought water.
Do you want a sip of mine?
Sure.
Okay. Well, okay. So, oh wait, let me open ASMR water. Here we come. I don't even know if you can hear it because the microphone is all the way down in my lap. It's open. You can just like put it here if you want. So I'm wearing a lot of purple right now. Surprisingly, I don't own a lot of purple, I'd say, in my wardrobe, even though purple is one of my favorite colors. Gray is, I would say, like one of my like absolute favorite colors. My room at home is actually gray and purple. And I just mostly have gray clothing. I just gravitate towards bland, maybe.
I mean, like, you wear bland in order to show what you are, you know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah. Thank you.
Or you wear bland in order to let your true self shine.
Yeah, well, yeah. That is very...
I think that sounds nicer.
It's a very lovely thing for you to say.
Thank you.
I feel like we're passing a lot of Wawas on this trip.
Which is very nice, because a lot of stops would just be, like, go to a gas station and then go to, like, the McDonald's.
Oh,
Wawa
yeah.
has it all.
Wawa so really has nice. It all. We stopped at Wawa, and I got a sandwich, I got a smoothie, I got some gummy worms, I got some Old Bay chips.
Yeah, I did the same exact thing, and you know I put that immunity boost in that smoothie.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, extra dose. It was super powdery, but I liked it.
You know, I think it's really interesting. I would really love for people to comment in at nyacbpodcast@gmail.com or on our Instagram at nyacbpodcast. What do you think about putting boosters in smoothies? Like, I know that's, like, a big thing at, like, acai bowl places.
A lot of people don't like the powder, you know what I mean?
I know. I'm kind of one of those people, but, like, I put protein powder in a lot of smoothies that I make. But, like, not the required dose. Because, like, I don't want the powdery taste.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, a little bit's better than nothing, right?
That,
I don't know.
That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
I don't know. But, like, I think it's really interesting that you like the taste. Like, does anyone else like
it? It's gotten to the point I don't like regular smoothies.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a big statement.
Like, I'm sorry, Jamba. Like, I need that powder.
Don't they put boosters in?
They can. And so that's why I put all
you got
the
them?
Boosters. Yeah,
I used to love Jamba Juice. To Rehoboth, next right, are we in Delaware?
Ooh, yeah.
I went to Rehoboth Beach when we stayed at Bethany Beach and went to Rehoboth for a day.
That's so fun.
Great trip.
I like passing Delaware because it knows we're almost home.
Yeah, that's true.
A cool 2 hours away.
A cool two. I really respect Delaware for this purpose. When I was in Delaware for maybe 5 years ago at this point, I can't do math. It was the summer before my freshman year. And, the geotag on Snapchat said Delaware with a question mark. I think they just really know who they are, and that's really admirable.
It's all about branding.
It's about branding.
I have a question about branding. We've been in Virginia a lot.
We've been in Virginia every single trip.
Their tagline is Virginia's for lovers, and I don't understand that.
I don't understand that.
Don't
either.
Know who chose that and what basis they can put that on.
Yeah. Like, are there more lovers in Virginia?
Do people sext a lot in Virginia?
Ooh. Maybe,
do they do the
maybe
sex?
Maybe that's where Snapchat started, because wasn't Snapchat originally for sexting?
Was it?
I feel like it was, because, like, you know, the pictures disappeared and, like...
Okay.
So, maybe, like, sexting started in Virginia, or maybe, like...
I don't know,
do, like, more weddings per capita happen in Virginia?
I don't think so. Why would you have a wedding in Virginia, of all places?
I'm so with you on that one. I don't know. Let's not offend any Virginians.
I love Virginia. I always went to University of Richmond. It's so beautiful.
Did you actually?
I did,
We passed that.
You never gave me more money.
Yep. Same with me. I wasn't between University of Richmond, but, you know, other schools that I was between. But then here we are. Yeah. It led us in the path that we are now. But Virginia is for lovers. What else could that mean? I don't know. Maybe there's, like, a lot of polyamory going on there.
And it's
accepted.
Oh, also, this is totally off topic. I just thought of. So last night we stayed at a Ramada.
Oh, we did. It was my first motel experience.
It's fun. Nice, right?
Yeah, it was nice for a motel. Like, I don't... Maybe motels are just like that now, and I just have, like preconceived notions.
Yeah, well... Here's the story I'm about to tell. Okay. I didn't want to tell anyone until we're far away from it.
Oh,
but I
my
did get
God.
Some mysterious knocks on my door last
you
night.
You did.
I did.
I did see a flickering light outside before we went in, and I told Emily, our technical director, and said, this looks really ominous and spooky, and they said... said, yes, it does. And I was like, of course, like at this motel, there's like a flickering light. When Elaine and I were in our room, we saw people just like walking outside, but like that's how people have to get to their room. So I guess people have to walk.
Yeah.
You best believe I drew those curtains.
Mm-hmm. What's that latch thing that you put, that you double lock your door with? What is that called?
Wait, they said it. Yeah, that latch.
That thing. Everyone knows what I'm talking
about. You
know,
at the top of the door, like that extra lock thing. Yeah,
we do that.
Yeah, I think Elena did that for us too. It was very kind.
Yeah. Did you see the pool was a nice greenish yellow?
I did.
Yeah.
Good thing we brought our bathing suits. Good thing we didn't actually go in the pool. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah. No. Like
we
one of my main
gotten,
rules.
Like, radiation poisoning.
Yeah. One of my main rules as tour company manager was people bring bathing suits on tour because you know I love a good hotel pool. And guess what? No one brought their bathing suits.
I brought my bathing suit.
The first time? In the Hyatt?
No.
Okay.
That time.
That's the one that counted, Sophia.
Oh, you're right, because that was the nicest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one brought their bathing. You didn't even bring your bathing suit, though.
I literally swam.
Oh. Whoopsies. Guess I am mistaken.
It was freezing.
Mistaken, I'm sure it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then is it this leg that you didn't bring your bathing suit, or like last? Like the second hotel you didn't bring your bathing suit?
Second one, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then that's the one that I did bring my bathing suit.
Okay.
Yeah,
did
and
you
I still
go bathing?
Haven't. No.
Hmm.
I think I was too tired and didn't want to go looking for it and was like, it wasn't that important to me.
Okay, cool.
But what is important to me, though, is last summer, I did not get into a bathing suit once.
Oh, yeah?
So, and that's really distressing to me. I didn't go to the beach, didn't
no,
go to the pool.
No, this past summer, I didn't swim at all.
This summer, I did. It was a goal of mine. I went to a pool once.
Yeah.
My grandma's pool with my brother as well. And then he didn't even go in, so it was just me looking like an idiot splashing around with the kids in the complex.
But one thing I've noticed about swimming is... Yeah. As I've gotten older, I need the water to be warmer and
to
be comfortable.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I need a good bathtub pool. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
I wholeheartedly agree. Yeah. Like, no, when I was younger, like, you know, even if it was cold, you know, you weather the cold and then you just stay in and it gets warmer. But,
yeah.
Like,
No, 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 no.
Not anymore.
The pool at the Hyatt was, like, 88 degrees and I was freezing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'd like to issue a formal apology to my mom because I always got really mad at her when I was a kid for, like, not getting in the pool and taking her sweet time getting in because it was cold.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, you're just a wimp.
Yeah.
I'm there now. I'm sorry,
I'm there,
Mom.
I'm there. I get it. I get it. We're all dying. We're all older.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our bodies are all decaying.
We're on a downhill climb.
Yeah.
A downhill fall.
It's a steep fall.
A steep fall.
Steep decline.
We're standing on a cliff face. I mean, we already stood on the cliff face. We're falling.
And now,
yeah.
Will the parachute opens?
Yeah.
Guess we'll find out.
I listened to a podcast on, I forget what the ology was, but it was like the study of bones.
Ooh.
And the guy said, you're at your peak skeletal form at like 21, and then it's all downhill from there.
Oh, damn it. I just turned 22.
Yeah.
Yikes. I should have had more. I'm like really vitamin D and calcium deficient.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma has osteoporosis, so I guess my bones are just fucked.
Yeah. It's all downhill from here.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Will I fall faster than
Get ready
others?
For some fractures.
Ooh, can't wait. I actually had a dream the other night that my shoulder and elbow and wrist were all, like, popped out.
Mm.
It was really scary.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No. Have you ever broken a bone?
I have fractured. I broke my finger, actually, a week before my first day of college.
Yo.
Slammed into my grandma's car door. Oh, that we just got away from the car in front of us to merge. You know what? That was polite.
Yeah. I was a good driver and I let
him. Yeah, you did. That was really nice of you.
Thank you.
I was getting really stressed out when I was driving earlier this drive and there were people that kept coming in between us.
Yeah.
And I was like, I won't let it happen ever again.
You want to leave a good gap because, like, you're a responsible driver, but people are like, see that gap and like, ooh, that gap's for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I broke my finger the week before college, my first ever time at college.
Yeah.
It's still kind of bent. I'm showing Michael, like, you can see the tip, it, like, is crooked.
Yeah. I can see it.
And then when I was in eighth grade, I fractured my elbow and then had, like, a bruised, like, wrist because I was trying to do, like, a pirouette and fell right before a bar mitzvah.
We love a performer.
You know, for the performing life, it's not for everyone.
I love an overconfident performer.
God, I just remember like seeing spots in my eyes.
Yeah.
And I had to wear this ugly ass brace that looked like the one that like old people wear.
Yeah.
Have you ever broken a bone? Fractured?
I broke both my radius and my ulna.
My
left wrist.
When? How?
I was in the summer before second grade.
Okay. That's such a hard time to do that. You know, like, you're a kid and, like,
And it was, like, during the summer, so I couldn't go in the pool and stuff.
No, that's the worst.
Yeah, what happened was, it was Freedom Fest, which is, the beginning of July. This carnival would come to my town. And,
wow.
There'd be rides and stuff, and I was running around barefoot.
Who doesn't love carnival?
Yeah, it was so nice. I don't know why I was barefoot. That's kind of gross now, but whatever.
Hey, you were 7.
Yeah. And my mom was yelling at me on the way home saying my feet were so dirty.
Classic.
And so I was, and so in my state of panic, instead of going to the upstairs bathtub, I went into our downstairs bathroom, climbed onto the high sink in order to wash my feet, and then fell off it and broke my wrist. I told other people that I broke it while riding my bike.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
That state of panic, I feel like, is really on brand for you.
Yeah, I was just like, narrow focus, like, tunnel vision. I need to wash these feet now. What's the closest water source?
The sink.
The sink.
The bathroom. Get on up there.
Yeah. It was smart.
I've sat on my sink. I still sit on my sink many a time. Because I have this thing where, like, I really like to be close to the mirror. So if I'm, like, tweezing my eyebrows or putting on makeup, I will still sit on the sink in my bathroom.
Okay.
Prayers for me. Hopefully I never fall off and break my ulna and radius. Is that what it's called? Radius? Radian?
Radian, radius. I took anatomy and physiology in junior year of high school, so.
Ooh, so basically you're pre-med, basically you're a doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
My roommate freshman and sophomore year was pre-med, and so I used to like to think that I too was pre-med.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was a tour guide, I used to be like, I know everything about the sciences. Don't worry, my roommate's pre-med.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, I'm a professional, don't worry.
So you're probably the science version of Charlie saying we had a musical theater major.
Oh my god, yes! Yes!
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it!
Yeah. Wow. He's a liar. He false advertises.
False advertises. But my favorite thing ever, ever, is seeing all those Facebook posts like, Muhlenberg University, class of whatever, musical theater major. This is a call out to Ryan, who's missing right now, because he made that exact post.
Also, duped Mary Fiala. Call out to Mary Fiala.
No way.
Thought she was being a musical theater major, aww, got into MIA, said that, and I said, oh dear, no.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh, you had to be the one to kill her dreams?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's really sucky thing to put on the upperclassmen at Muhlenberg is that we always have to be the ones to kill the underclassmen's dreams. Like, you're not going to be a musical theater major here. No. There was no musical theater. There was one musical a year.
Yeah, what he means is you can double major in both theater and music and or theater and dance.
And, like, fine, I guess. I don't know.
That's not the same
thing.
It's
not the same as, like, performing.
No,
like,
we
don't have any musical theater performance. I guess we have acting the song.
You have audition workshop, I guess.
Yeah, and we did do some. I did take audition workshop, and we did have like a couple of musical theater.
Yeah.
Like courses that just based on like the guest professor who is a director in New York and like also has experience in musical theater. So, but I don't know if like they do that every
year,
semester, every year, whatever. It just so happened that semester, but yeah, we have one musical and like a musical theater like performance ensemble.
It's not gonna happen.
No.
You're not going to get that training.
No, you're not. So if that's your dream, sorry. We're those, like, bitter graduates
who are, come to like, Muhlenberg.
Want to crush everyone's
I got a call 2 nights ago, Muhlenmentum, asking me for money. And I don't know who the girl was on the phone.
I definitely do. I worked in that. Oh, underclassmen, never mind. Because I worked in that office this past semester, actually.
And she was talking to me. I'm like, sorry, I'm still paying loans.
Yeah, I have to start paying my loans in January.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love that good deferral. I did the same
thing. No, it's not a deferral. It's like you have a grace period once you graduate.
I was supposed to start paying in October. And then I was like, hey, can I not? And they're like, sure, January.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Hope I don't have to to start paying.
Yeah, no.
Wait, is October? No, I'm pretty sure.
You're doing probably the school loans. I took a private loan out, Sally Mae.
Okay, yeah. No, I didn't do that. I have, like, federal loans or whatever that shit is. And I'm pretty sure I start paying it back in January. Maybe I should check that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not panicking at the moment. But I am going to check it when we get back.
There you go.
It's still October, so.
Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, I have funds to pay like $100 right now, so we're okay. We get paid at least that much
from
this tour. We get paid a pittance, but at least I can pay $100 a month for my loans.
I get paid more as a company manager.
That is absolutely
true. Want
to know
how much more?
Yeah, I actually do.
25 more a week.
Stop it.
Nope.
That's it?
Yep.
You do so much for us.
Yep.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. Well, Landis told me, 50 more. And then I found out every 2 weeks.
Oh, sneaky, sneaky. That's like the enchantment theater equivalent of saying you're going to be a musical theater major.
Yep. And hey, I'm really rolling in those extra dollar bills,
I have
y'all.
To say, you look like it. You look like you're living large.
Yeah, everyone's saying my skin looks great, and you know what?
It's from your skin looked great.
Yeah, it's all the expensive moisturizers I'm buying with my
absolutely
higher priced.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I just have all the stuff that we can steal from hotels.
Ooh, and you can steal a lot from hotels.
I'm just kidding. I actually don't. I brought travel size stuff with me on this because I feel like I felt like my skin and like my hair would just like flare up if I was using different products every day.
Definitely.
I don't know, maybe. So I just brought my own, and they're travel size, so it doesn't take up an offensive amount of space in my suitcase.
You know, it's something I didn't think about last year when I was on tour.
What?
And we did like pretty much all 50, not all like
48 contiguous.
Yeah, states.
Yeah.
The differences in the water when you're taking showers and stuff, because some has fluoride, some have different like mineral concentrations and
stuff. Do you know like what New York and Pennsylvania has? Like, is there fluoride in that
water? Yeah, we have fluoride.
Okay, so like we're used to having fluoride.
Yeah.
So what is
it
like?
Out west doesn't have fluoride.
So what's that like? Do you remember?
It's like feels lighter. Like maybe I'm just like thinking to myself like, ooh, I know something's different about this water.
Oh, okay.
But like, it does something. Like we had two people on tour. Like every time we went far, like past the time zone, they're like, they had like breakouts from
the
water.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if. Like, I mean, granted, we were only in Atlanta for 24 hours. We were in North Carolina more than we were in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But I wonder if, like, below the Mason-Dixon line, like, something's up. Like, something's different than what we're used to. I haven't noticed anything yet. I mean, I think my hair was a little greasier.
Mm.
Which was,
I can see that.
Oh.
No, I can see that for both of us.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah,
I guess
totally
I look like shit. Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Not gonna say I just really lost, like, deflated. Okay, cool. Guess I look like a grease ball. Moving
on. You don't look like a grease ball.
Thank you, neither do you.
You're not a ball's shape at all.
Oh.
You're a grease stick.
Well, I guess that's better.
Yeah.
I guess I'd rather be a grease stick than a grease ball.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
basically a french fry.
Yeah, straight down.
Yeah.
You know, very,
you're
like, evenly
fry.
Spread throughout.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good french fry?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We are in a field, in an autumnal field right now.
It's golden hour, and it's super pretty.
We're just driving through country roads. Like, maybe I'm just, like a northerner. Like, I don't know what word I'm searching for here right now, but, like...
Urbanite?
Yeah, like, driving through these country roads, like, it's fun. And I'm, like, kind of, like, a touristy in the South, which is, like, not good. Like, this is my first time... being South, like, we've been in Virginia a lot, we've got to go to Atlanta, I'm like, oh my God, we're in the South, and I'm like, girl, you need to shut up, like, relax, we're still in America, like, come on, we're all the same here.
I was having this fun conversation with Ellie Schwartz, call out to Ellie Schwartz, she's on a tour with us,
she's
a
sleeping
ride.
In the back of our van right now.
Yeah, we did 6 hours driving, she was my navigator, and we were having this conversation how all this driving is making her appreciate her country more in ways that she never thought about.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I kind of feel the same way, just because, like, a lot of the places that we're going, I've never been before.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to, like, Florida and California and Colorado because I have family there, and, like, a lot of, like, the Northeast, but nowhere else. So this is really exciting for me to get to go to places that I've never been before, and, like... It's, like, a lot of it is similar. Like, upstate New York kind of looks like this where we are right now.
Yeah. So we're all similar.
Yeah. We're all the same.
And then until you go to, like, the Southwest, and that's an alien scape that you've never seen before.
Do we get to go there?
I don't think so. I'm so pissed.
Okay, if someone listens who does not go to Muhlenberg and is, like, a professional, has the power to book us at the theater, please book us.
Yeah, please book us.
We would
make
love to
make this tour
to
longer.
Yeah, make this tour longer. We'd
get
really love to go
more.
To Vegas.
Vegas.
How about Arizona?
Arizona? We did Albuquerque, and Albuquerque was beautiful.
I thought Albuquerque was New Mexico.
Yeah, it was.
Whoopsies.
Yeah. Albuquerque, New Mexico, Phoenix, Arizona.
I would love to go there. So if someone is listening by any means and would like to book us,
preferably in the winter.
Yeah, like preferably in like February when we're really at that like winter slump.
Yeah, because I don't want to be there in like May.
Because, no, our tour, like, ends in May anyway.
Yeah, because Phoenix, I think, is the epitome of...
The devil's ass crack?
Devil's ass crack. You know, I was going to say the epitome of man's hubris. Like, we decided we deserve to live here where we shouldn't live. Oh. It is so fucking hot. And we were like, I'm going to settle this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you seen that video of people cooking a steak on the road?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's a video of these guys.
Is that happening in Arizona?
Yeah, it was in Arizona. They were cooking steak on the road, and then they pan the camera to their car, and they're baking cookies in their car.
Holy. So that's kind of a bucket list thing of mine that I want to do. Yeah, like go to some place and like bake a cookie like on the road, or like fry an egg.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Like just to say that I've done it. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're knocking off a lot of bucket list things on this tour.
Definitely, definitely.
Even just like going these places.
I mean, we will be in like Texas, like...
That's really exciting.
Mid-spring, so it might be hot then.
I'm excited for that. You're from Texas.
I am from Texas. Fredericksburg.
You're a southern boy.
Corpus Christi.
Ooh.
I just named two very different places, but I lived both places.
Very different places.
Yeah. Corpus Christi is on the Gulf of Mexico, kind of.
Just to show that you know Texas.
Like an hour outside of San Antonio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like this has been a really interesting conversation. No, I'm not kidding. That sounds, like, sarcastic.
Yeah.
But, you know, due to the fact that this is, you know, not your average college best friends, mm-hmm. Michael, I'd like to ask a little bit about you, and this is going to be more of, like, the interview portion of this episode. This is completely spontaneous and improv and unplanned. Good thing we both have improv experience.
Yes. Sophia, this is one thing I love to say about improv.
Yeah,
Every second of every life of your life is improv.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. Deep.
Every time I say that, someone vomits.
Yes. I didn't vomit, I just farted.
Yeah.
I didn't, but there is some kind of burning on the road.
Oh, yeah, why is there some black smoke?
There was just black
smoke,
so that did it for me.
I think that car backfired a little bit.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
I really don't want to be behind them.
Nope.
That was terrifying. Oh, yeah, oh, it's still coming out of them. Oh, that is black smoke. Yeah. Pollution. This earth is dying. Anyway, okay, so... Michael, can you tell me a little bit about what it was like to do theater? And you were in a bunch of performance ensembles in college. Can you tell me what it was like to be in the theater crowd at Muhlenberg?
Okay, so can I start this off with saying I was a very passive person in high school. I don't think I grasped the importance of the decision of choosing a college and a major.
Okay.
It was just like, I was in high school, like fucking around.
As everyone does.
Yeah, I was friends with all the theater people because I did musicals, but it wasn't, like, my thing. But then when college came around, everyone was like, you're going to major in theater, right? And I was like, I guess so. And so I did. And then I got to Muhlenberg.
You just did it because someone told you to?
Yeah.
It's fine. I went to Muhlenberg because my dad told me I was going.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, and then, like, all my theater friends in Muhlenberg were like, I'm double majoring in this. And I was like, I guess I should double major. And that first semester, I was in Introduction to Film Analysis as an elective for no reason. I was like, I guess I'll double major in film. And so, like, God. I was a fucking idiot. I lived in a very small bubble in, like, my super small, not diverse town. Like, Muhlenberg was huge to me.
Whoa.
And super diverse.
Huge to me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's saying something.
Yeah, super diverse something. Yeah, it's... I grew up in a very white, conservative, Christian household.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so, yeah, like, my...
Are you, based on your necklace and your last name, you basically are the Italian Catholic mob.
Yeah, I have a picture of me, like, as a child with, a gold medallion with slicked back hair. I look like a little mobster.
I think I've seen it. I think it's my favorite picture ever.
It's amazing. Anyway, going back to theater. So what happened at Muhlenberg was, like, my whole worldview was expanding. But it also, what I learned about from theater is, like, what I didn't want to do.
Okay.
I think I learned what I didn't want to do more than what I learned of what I wanted to do.
But honestly, I actually feel like that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're not, like, guessing, like, oh, maybe I want to do this. Like, no, you know for sure that you don't want to do this. And you've tried it, and, like, you know for sure. So,
like, I don't like musicals. Like, I hate singing in front of people.
Agreed.
Meanwhile, I was in the musical theater a cappella group. But that's only because when I was a freshman... Seniors that I worship told me to audition. I did everything they told me to.
Because obviously.
And then they graduated and I was still in that.
Yeah.
And if people from Noteworthy are listening, I did love you.
That's a bullshit.
I just hate singing in front of people.
Yeah.
And I
feel that on a spiritual level.
Yeah. And, like, the first few years were, like, me learning, like, I wasn't a big fan of, like, natural acting. I wasn't a big fan of musicals. I wasn't a big fan of, like, the mainstream acting style.
Yeah.
But then through, like, performance ensembles and, like, higher level classes, I learned, like, I liked more experimental, like, movement-based, circus-based, clowning-based, improvised-based.
You've been in quite a number of circus shows.
Yeah, as a clown and aerialist, and that's something... I feel like me not having any clue of what I wanted to do kept my mind open to do a shit ton of weird shit.
Yeah.
To see what I liked, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't have any pretenses. I feel like a lot of people, like, enter college saying, like, I'm gonna do this, I wanna do this, and then they, like, limit themselves.
Yeah, oh my gosh, for sure. Yeah. When there are so many other things out there, and I'm kind of with you, I didn't even know all these other avenues existed until I got to college and, like, had those opportunities placed before me. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know physical theater existed. Now here we are in a physical theater company.
Traveling across the country.
We wear masks, you can't see our faces, we don't talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is no dialogue. It is fantastic.
It's so fun.
I do have the worst mask zits, but it's okay. Yeah,
all around my forehead. It's like a halo.
I still have my lip one. It's really exciting.
That's awesome.
But, okay, so tell me about how you came to be in this company right now, because obviously you're a year older than me, so you did it before me.
Well, it all started with Camille Seidel, who is a Muhlenberg alum now.
She totally listens to this podcast.
She totally listens to this podcast.
Shout out. Hey,
love
Camille.
Her. We're in an improv group together. She's a superstar. She said, Michael, you're doing this workshop with me. And I was like, what workshop? She said, there's this weird physical theater workshop called Enchantment. You're going to do it with me.
What year were you in when she said that?
We were seniors.
Oh, it was when you were seniors. You didn't do, like, the workshop before?
No. We were seniors. Cool. It was the second semester of senior year. And she said, do this with me. And I was like, okay. And I was just started getting to the thralls of, like, oh my god, what am I gonna do when I'm graduating?
Oh, of course.
It's terrifying.
So you already were in, like, constant anxiety panic mode.
So I was like, fine, I'll do this 3-hour workshop. And I did the 3-hour workshop. It was weird. And then 15 minutes later, they called me and they said, hey, we'd like you.
15 minutes later?
15 minutes later, Camille drove me to the farmer's market and we're hanging out, and I got the call and we celebrated together.
Oh my god, that's incredible. The rest of us waited a week after.
Well, it's because last year, a guy dropped out last minute and they're, like, frantically searching for someone to take his place.
For you, for this tour or for your tour?
No, for Phantom.
For Phantom, oh. Yeah. So, like, did you, like, take his place?
So I took his place.
Oh, so they'd already cast the rest of the show. And
yeah,
then
I was the last minute replacement.
Whoa, that's so interesting. Yeah. Because I think this year the rest of us were cast, like, at the Muhlenberg auditions.
Yeah.
Which was, I assume, around the same time.
Yeah, it was, like, yours were framed as auditions, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was a workshop, but they, like, still framed it as an audition. Yeah.
Ours was completely non-audition.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just a workshop.
Oh, okay, yeah. Interesting. So who was there at your workshop?
It was me, Camille, Elena, who's now on the tour with us,
I'm talking about our company directors.
Oh.
Sorry.
Company directors, it was Leslie, Landis, and Jennifer. All three of them were there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all three of them were at ours, but Zach was also at ours.
Yeah, Zach wasn't at ours.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Did you have to do, like, the Little Red Riding Hood and the wolf exercise?
Uh-huh. I had a... crouched lower than I ever crouched before.
Me too.
Swing my arms. It was awful.
It was because of that I literally thought that they were going to be like, this girl is the worst piece of shit we've ever seen. Like, no way.
They said I was a great Red Riding Hood, though.
I don't remember what they said. I think I just blocked out that day.
I remember it was weird because, like, the first, like, 5 minutes of the workshop, we all handed in our, like, resumes and headshots. And, I'm awful at writing my resume, I guess.
Of course.
And, 5 minutes
are.
In, because we could hear them talking, and they're looking, and I saw my headshot, and they were looking at my resume, and they said, ooh, circus, physical theater, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then during, like, our warm-up, Leslie was like, Michael, how tall are you? And I was like, I'm this tall. And I said, like, 5'8", and he's like, oh, write that down. So I thought that was weird.
Oh, so, like, they kind of knew right then and there, I guess.
I think so. I think they're like, that's a prime candidate because of my experience.
Did you not have your height on your resume?
Nope.
Whoopsies.
Yeah, I guess I didn't. And so that was dumb of me.
All right, well, that's okay. No big, because they asked you for it.
Yeah, so I was like, I guess they like me.
Yeah. What a time.
What a time.
Oh, my gosh. I just remember being sore for over a week after that.
Yeah.
And was like, I will not be okay. And that's actually what made me incredibly nervous to, like, do this. Because I'm like, I am not fit enough for this. I'm going to be so sore. We're going to be doing these intense workouts. Because, like, I know how when you were in circus shows, you guys would do these intense workouts.
Yeah.
But granted, like, you guys actually have to be fit for that because you're doing, like, incredible things with your bodies. We're not doing that many things with our bodies. The most we have to do is, like, move our sets.
Yeah.
And that's it. So.
Yeah.
That's okay. And only one of us has to, like, really crouch, and it's not me.
Well, I also have to crouch. Tyro, our friend Tyro, is crouching the entire show.
She's sleeping in the middle row.
I also have to crouch low. I'm the old man, but I do have a cane.
Oh, you do, yeah, as Bouncer. And I guess you kind of get low as Nutkin.
I do get low as Nutkin, too.
If you want to know who Nutkin is and who Bouncer is, come see the show. Enchantmenttheater.org to buy tickets. I think anyone's going to buy tickets.
I got one.
Oh, who knows if anyone's going to listen. I know Ryan's sister listens and my brother listens.
That's so cute.
That's it.
Continuing on to how I got the enchantment job.
Yes, yes.
I got the call, and then I found out they wanted me to do... Because the last year's show was a brand new show that they were making on the spot.
Right.
The show we're doing this year is one that they already... They're remounting it.
Thank God. Yeah. We literally just learned our parts from a video, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah, no, this was a new show last year, and so they were doing devising workshops over the summer in order to create it. And they asked me to be a part of them, but I'd already agreed to do SMT.
Right, the summer musical theater.
Yeah.
But as Michael said, he doesn't like musical theater. He was in the circus show.
I was in the circus show. So I was like, ooh, I want to figure this out because, like, this is a year of employment. And so I talked to my director, Noah, and he said, yeah, I'll be willing to share you. Landis was fine with it, too.
Oh, that's
I go
sweet.
To Jess Bean's office, knock on the door. I don't say a word, and she says, absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
She's like, you signed a contract with us, and if you want to be a professional, you have to honor your contract.
Stop it.
And I was like, am I really about to lose a year's worth of working in theater because of Jess Bean?
For summer musical theater.
For summer musical theater.
I guess I have to figure out how to bleep out names. We maybe should.
I'm graduated. I don't care. Just mean you're mean at
oh
that
my
point.
God. The Not Your Average College Best Friends.
We bonded this past summer, but
The Not Your Average College Best Friends podcast do not endorse the views of our guests necessarily unless we say we do. Oh God, Jess has always been lovely to me. I've spoken to her twice in my entire career at Muhlenberg.
Jess is lovely, and the theater department would crumble without her. But at that moment, I was heated because I was worried I was out of a job. And partly, I do believe, I don't think my director, Noah, wanted me to do it. He wasn't willing to share it. He just told it to my face. So maybe he told Jess to say no.
Oh, my God.
So we'll see.
I'd buy it.
Yeah. But
I mean, it's over and done with now.
So, sorry, Jess. I was a little heated. But.
They got you calmed down.
So, I told this to Landis, head of enchantment. And he was like, give me a moment. And then he was like, what if we have someone take your place for the summer? And then you can learn your part. Before the fall rehearsals, and I was like, awesome. And the person who did my part for me for the summer was Zach.
Right.
Yeah. And so before rehearsals,
Zach was our rehearsal director this year.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
The best. I love him so much.
So I had to go a week earlier and just one-on-one me and Zach, and he taught me my part.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because everyone else already knew their parts.
Right. So you really... Did, like, you even have rehearsal in the fall, or did you guys just go? It was, like, the summer rehearsal.
No, it was, like, we had rehearsal because, like, it was a technical rehearsal because everyone knew their parts, but, like, they were finally getting the props, the set, the costumes.
So how long was that?
It was, like, a week shorter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So ours was, like, about 3 weeks. I'd say 2.5, 3 weeks. And then, so yours was, what, like...
A week and a half, 2 weeks, yeah.
Cool. So do you feel like college, I mean, you kind of spoke to, like, keeping your options open and, like, discovering all these new avenues of theater. Do you feel like college, like, prepared you for your professional life thus far? I'm hitting you with an actual question.
Yeah, an actual question. That's interesting. Yes and no. I'd say my college courses didn't.
Okay.
I think my college courses were just, like, me discovering what I like and stuff, but yeah. I didn't get prepared for. I think the social aspect of college really prepared me and for grown up life, I guess.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, because, like, as I stated, I grew up in a town with less than 1,000 residents.
Whoa.
Really didn't travel.
Whoa.
was not diverse, had a very narrow mindset. So I was not prepared for the world growing out of high school. In college, I met so many new people, learned about so many new cultures, learned about so many new ideas, and I knew, and I learned how to socialize, I learned how to lead, I learned how to be led, I learned how to...
Beautiful.
I don't know, I feel like it's the social aspect of college that's the big important thing that you pay for.
Yeah, you know I guess I mean? You're right, because... Yeah, you discover, like, how to be on your own, but, like, then still find a support system and
you
what
mature.
We're doing right now. Like, we are in a very intimate setting with seven people all the time. Like, if, you know,
you learn how to make connections.
Arises, connect with people who you normally wouldn't. If a problem arises, you gotta be good at conflict resolution, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, most jobs I got in post-grad have been through connections from college.
Oh, yeah.
Almost all of them through Seamus Good. Thank you, Seamus.
Hey, Seamus. He totally listens to this podcast
totally
as well.
You totally listen to this podcast. You're born in Arezzo.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait, maybe he does listen to the podcast.
I'll tell him to. Hey,
yay.
Seamus.
Hey, Seamus. Seamus and I were in classical together. Senior year with Troy,
Did you have a scene together?
No, he didn't, unfortunately. But I was, my very first scene was from the Shakespeare play Two Gentlemen of Verona.
Oh, yeah?
And I talk about three gentlemen in my scene. And so as part of a prop for my my scene, I took pictures of three boys from our class.
Yeah.
And used them as, like, my three gentlemen of Verona, and Seamus is one of those. I chose him. So that's my extent of, like, you know, interaction with Seamus.
Yeah.
He's one of my three gentlemen of Verona.
That's awesome.
So, hey, Seamus, miss you.
Hey, Miss Seamus, miss you, love you. I never took classical. I feel like I should have.
I feel like you would have really liked that, because I feel like Shakespeare characters are, like, more outlandish, like, you know, more physically embodied than, you know,
well, like,
than
for
contemporary.
My verse, for my verse credit, I took commedia.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes more sense.
Yeah.
But, no, I really, really liked classical. Hey guys, we're back. Sorry for that brief hiatus. I don't know where we left off.
I have no idea where
we
were
talking
about
classical, but I don't know where in the conversation, because Ellie so rudely called us. And I, since I record on my phone, it stopped us.
Yeah, she was bored, but we rebuffed her, and now we're back.
Gave her some gummy worms.
Yeah.
Now she's back in her seat. She came up front. It was kind of dangerous, but hey, tour life.
Tour life.
Anyway, I feel like you would really like classical.
Thank you. I was the type of guy who read No Fear Shakespeare in high school.
I did too.
Yeah.
And I still hated it, but because of classical, I now freaking love it, and I'm like, I can understand it.
Okay. I do regret it, but whatever.
But it's
I took commedia, and then I took experiments.
Oh, so two classes with Francine.
And acting one with Francine.
Can you give me your best Francine impression?
Michael, did you have a speech impediment growing up? I can tell you need to work harder on your diction. First day of acting one, I was crushed.
I'm so sorry.
But she loved me. I got an A's in all her classes.
And clearly you took class with her two more times.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about Muhlenberg culture is the Francine impressions.
Yeah. That was not my best, because I'm
driving.
I've
heard you do better.
Yeah, I've done better.
So, Michael and I actually, I don't know if you remember this, but we were in Ariel 1 together.
I do remember this.
And I made you do Francine impressions there, because I heard you do it once and was like, this is incredible, and made you do it. I was a sophomore, you were a junior.
Yeah.
It was you, me, and Cameron.
You, me, and Cameron, against the world. Cameron really, appreciated you in that class.
No way!
Yeah.
Wait, that's really nice. I love Cameron.
Cameron is,
like, a
lovely.
Lot.
I love her so
like,
much.
Like, a lot. Like, and I really admire her as a human being, so to hear that, that, like, means a lot.
She was like, I got through Ariel 1 only because of Sophia.
Stop it.
Yeah.
And you were there, did I just? Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, because she's like, it's because I said that to her, and she said, because you're, like, too good. You're, like, an Ariel 3.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I felt.
Yeah, why were you in Ariel 1?
Because it was a joint class.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it definitely wasn't.
Oh, wait, was it with Maddie?
Yeah.
Oh, because, like, I knew Ariel from the circus, but I hadn't taken a Ariel class at Muhlenberg, so I couldn't take Ariel 2 until I took Ariel 1.
Yeah, you honestly made me feel really proud of myself, because you could do things so easily. You just, like, lifted yourself up, and, like, you know, you wouldn't expect it, because, like, you and I are both, like, pretty small people,
we're very
I'd
small.
Say.
Yeah,
we're very
yeah.
slight. But you got some muscle that's, like, pretty incomparable on you. Like, you were lifting those sets
you can't
all that
see
you can
it.
Lift your... no, but it, like, really comes at you. Like, it's the silent killer, yeah. I'd say. So you would just, like, casually invert or just, like, lift yourself up by your arms and nothing else. And I'd be like, well, that's cool.
Yeah, and Cameron would be embarrassed and she couldn't invert. And she was like, Sophia was my biggest fan and coach.
Oh, my God. We had each other. Oh, God. I miss her.
Yeah. She's visiting me tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Can I come?
Or are you staying at the...
I think I'm staying at Elena's.
You're staying at Elena's? Sure. She's getting in at, like, 11:30, so you can probably hang with us tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just invited myself.
That's
but,
okay.
Oh, my God. Sorry, like, not sorry, but also sorry. So, confession, I actually thought you hated me that year.
Why?
I don't know. I just, like, didn't think you liked me.
I have a confession. I'm just, like, really bad at social situations. And if I know you, I know you. If I don't know you, I don't know how to know you. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Until I, like, I'm forced to know you. Like,
yeah, like
in this tour, like,
yeah, you
we had to be friends.
I feel like I kind of forced myself upon you. And I'm like, I kind of forced them. I'm like, we're gonna be friends.
I mean, it's a group of seven, so it's kind of hard not to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it was actually my mission. I'm like, oh, Michael's here. I'm gonna get Michael to be my friend. Because I thought you really didn't, not like really didn't like me, like hated me with passion, but just like didn't like me or like whatever. And I was like, I'm gonna make Michael like me.
I think one thing I do regret from school is like, especially junior and senior year, I kind of was like, I know my people, I have my friends.
I get that.
Yeah.
I didn't get it then, but I get that now because I was the same way. And I was like, oh, I get why seniors are the way they are because I don't have room for new people. I'm not here to make new friends. I love my friends like as they are. I'm almost done. Like, I don't have energy for
this. Senior year, I barely left my house.
Yeah. Oh, we always had our friends over in my house. I lived in the Jake Allen old house, like that house. It's kind of
it's
shitty that that's how we know it as like their house. Like
their house?
It's my house. We call it Jew House. It's Jew House. And so I lived in that house. So like we always had all our friends over there all the time. So I rarely left my house too.
Yeah.
One time we had a party and I just showed up in my PJs.
There you go.
Went downstairs.
No, I lived next door to the tavern.
Oh God, I know.
23rd Street. It was the best house.
But that must have been so financially detrimental.
Oh, it was. I ate there so much. But now the tavern people love us.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, who doesn't love the tav people?
Oh, they're so nice.
They're amazing.
They're amazing.
And they tolerate all these, like, drunk college kids. Like, they're saints.
Oh, can I give you some tea? Insider tea?
Absolutely.
I was talking to them one summer, and I was, like, talking about, like, having to deal with annoying Muhlenberg people. And like, yeah, it's fine. I was like... Name, like, one group that you
hate. Stop it. We did that same thing with them.
Name that one group you hate. And they said there's a group of people who come in, like, midnight, like, near, like, after midnight, a lot of nights, and they always play Africa by Toto.
Stop
and I hate them. And I'm like, I think that was Hannah Turner, Chris Barron, and Alex Benarni Mann.
Oh, I hope with a burning passion that was them. Oh, my God.
Because they loved Africa. They love Africa, and they would always play it at the tavern.
Oh, my God.
It might have been them.
Oh, my God.
If you're listening to this, the tavern people might think you're annoying.
Oh, my God. Love you guys. Miss you.
Love you guys.
You're annoying. I'm kidding. No, they're phenomenal. But I really hope that was them.
Yeah.
I just remember the last time we were at the tab. It was myself. It was Julie Baker, Rachel Norman, Mia Shmariahu, and Ray Wessel. Hey, ladies. Miss you. Tons. I think they listen, so if you do that, like, those are actual people that might hear this, so hey, what's up? And we had, like, a last ladies night at the Tav, and we were sitting outside, and we had that exact conversation, like, with the Tav people, like, who do you hate, who's really annoying, and, like, they gave us names of some people.
Can you, like, tell me them, like, maybe not on podcast?
I won't tell
podcast,
you on air,
but can you after we're off?
Yeah, it's no one that we really care about or is even, like, on our radar, not, like... Sorry, that sounds really, like, stuck up, but just they're actually cooler than us, I'm saying, so I don't pay attention to them. But, yeah, they're not people that, like, we actually know, but they gave us, like, actual names.
Okay.
So that was fun. And, yeah, and they gave us, like, general groups as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love it.
Give me a general group. Like, give the people what they want.
You know, like, those, like, soccer frat boys.
Okay,
like, classic.
Classic.
Who, like, think they're too cool for school and just get on in there and are just, like, bleh.
Okay,
you know,
I can see that. Yeah. What was that?
Bleh.
Yeah.
That's my impression of a boy.
Honestly, my first party at Muhlenberg was the soccer party.
Me too.
Yep.
I remember my very first weekend at Muhlenberg, we tried to go out and we actually didn't get into many parties. Mm-hmm. It was a fail. And then I think the next night we got into like a sports house, probably soccer.
The first weekend at Muhlenberg, I don't know if I'm remembering it correctly, but it's like, I remember just droves of freshmen walking the streets,
yes,
looking for places to go.
And
it was like
you don't
out
know
of a,
anything is.
Out of like some fanciful movie.
True, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like dressed up because you don't know how you're supposed to dress for a party.
Yeah.
So like I was in like a slutty tank top and jeans and heels, I think, like booties.
Oh my God.
I have pictures on my phone. I'll show you later. I'll show you what I looked
Dude,
like
please,
that first
yeah.
weekend. Maybe I'll post it on our Instagram. You know what I'm going to post on the Instagram as a promo for this episode? I'm going to post Mafia Michael. And slutty freshman. So
please do. No, I remember first night out at Muhlenberg. I was walking around this random girl. I still didn't know who she is to this day. Gave me a flask. Told me to drink it. I did because I'm an idiot.
No. That's
and
what you do.
It was peach schnapps.
Yum.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's nice of her to give it to you.
Yeah. It was after we couldn't get into the football house.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, like commiseration. Here, have some schnapps.
Yeah.
A nice palate cleanser.
I could use some schnapps right now.
I would love some schnapps. We used to go to this woman's house for lunch a lot when we were, when I was younger. That just sounds really like creepy.
Yes,
I'll turn down. We have a request to turn down the air.
It's off.
The air is off. This will not be cut out because I don't edit. So there it is. The air is off. But we used to go to this woman's house for lunch a lot on Jewish holidays. I'll give context. And she used to have these palate cleansers, and I think she used to put, like, peach schnapps in them.
Oh.
Like in these sorbets.
Oh, I feel... The first time I was drunk was, like, 10 years old. I've come from an Italian family.
Oh, of course.
And my grandma just, like, handing me different wines and, like, try this one. Yeah.
You know...
Wasted.
You know 11-year-old Sophie loved a good Manischewitz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. There was, like, this wine that we used to have at synagogue that was like Manischewitz and like the sweetest thing ever, and I was specifically requested to have that at my bat mitzvah so I could drink and everyone's like, this is disgusting. I also loved Moscato. I was like, who doesn't like a good Moscato?
I like a dry, like dark red.
I know, is this happening because we get older now and now we like more sophisticated wines? Because
uh-huh.
I'm kind of there too.
Yeah, I can't do white wine, I'm sorry.
Okay.
White wine is too sweet for me.
I still like a white wine, but not really Moscato anymore. I'm more of like a Pinot Gris.
Okay, I getcha. That's a
little
drier.
A Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like, the sweeter the wine, the worse the headache.
Oh my God, you're so right. Yeah, because the sugar.
Yeah, the sugar.
I never put that together. Like, I've been told that, but I never really put it together until now.
And I also, like, wines trigger headaches to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I have this, like, new wine filter that I use that filters out sulfates, and it helps so much.
That's amazing.
I recommend it. Get sponsored by them.
I should get sponsored by them. What's the company?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'll tell you when I get home.
Okay, well, wine filtering company, hit us up.
Hit us up.
We can promote you to all the 10 college kids that listen to us. Plus my brother, but he's in college.
No, 10 college kids who are growing older, and as they get older, the worse the headaches will be.
Oh my God, true.
It's an audience that you will need soon enough.
Like, I started that in college. Like, I would literally have, like, a sip of wine and have a headache the next day.
Yeah.
So, maybe I'm just, like, an old soul. Can I call it that?
Yeah.
An old soul in a young frame with brittle bones.
Brittle bones,
osteoporosis.
Early onset.
Oh, God. Callback to earlier in the episode. So, Michael, now we're going to do another lightning round since you're in improv.
Yeah.
And fun fact about me, I now hate college improv so much.
Honestly,
I didn't like it. Well, I liked it freshman year because guess we have to know where we're going.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was a quick turn.
That was a quick turn set band in front of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Saucy. But I really liked it. I worshipped everyone in performance ensembles freshman year because that was like the cool crowd. And I guess sophomore year too.
Yeah.
Throwback, I did audition for Fun with Science and I actually got paired with you.
Yeah.
In sketches.
Oh.
And that's when I thought you hated me too.
Oh, like, sorry. Can I say right now? I don't remember. There's so many auditions.
I'm really glad you don't remember. I'm really glad. You know what? I was just honored to get a callback. I was like, okay, I made it to callbacks. Like, that's enough.
Yeah.
I think it's for the best that I didn't get, like literally.
Wait,
so big.
I remember that.
No.
I pushed for you.
No. Actually?
I did.
Actually?
I remember that, yeah.
No. Wait, are you just saying that?
No, I'm not just saying that.
Oh,
my God. I never connected that.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Wow.
Michael Massey liked me in college? No way. Whoa, my heart is fluttering right now.
Well, I just made that connection.
Wait, oh my god. I was like hoping you didn't remember because I was like, this was awful because I just remember that day. And like, because like the group like sketch was like a D&D thing and I didn't know what D&D was. So mm-hmm. I was like, well, that's why. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
for the best. I'm like, I'm not a D&D person. I'm still not a D&D person.
Yeah.
It's off. Oh, we would like it on. She would like some air on. All right. Well, we're just going to oscillate back and forth, guys.
Yeah.
The air is going on.
Yeah, Ellie just asked us to turn it off.
It just makes me, like, feel like I'm dying.
Yeah.
Elena, do you want to say hi to the Not Your Average College Best Friends podcast?
I don't really.
Okay.
Actually, I want to go back into my
kitchen. Elena's going to go back to sleep. So, there you go, best friends. There you have it. But sorry, I'm still reeling from this fact about the fun.
I remember that sketch, too.
Yeah. I don't remember like exactly what I did. I just remember being, I'm sorry, I'm really sweating
okay.
right now, actually.
No.
But anyway, okay. Now that we're past that, because no one needs to hear me fangirl right now.
Okay.
But that was the only performance ensemble audition I ever did, and I was glad I did it. Really pushed me out of my comfort zone. But you were in an improv group as well.
I was in an improv group. And
were you in UIP and MIA or just MIA?
Just MIA. Though, no, I can't say that's MIA.
Why? Oh, okay. So, I thought you said, no, I can't say that's an honor. Then I realized you just can't.
I can't say it on air.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can tell me after.
A second, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry, guys. We can't get all the tea today. But you know what? Maybe we'll be honored, like, in the future. Maybe if you clap loud enough, if Michael hears you, enough people listen, we'll get the tea later.
It's a quote. I'll give you a hand. It's a quote from a guy with the initials JP.
Got it. I got it. Anyone from Muhlenberg will get it. He totally listens. He'll get it. He's one of our biggest fans, actually.
Really?
No.
I was about to be like, really?
No. I've never spoken to him ever, I don't think. That's fine.
Yeah.
No, imagine if people who I wasn't friends with were, like, actually our fans.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Hey, guys, listen. But you know what? Maybe you'll expand our audience.
Maybe.
You, like, had some Muhlenberg clout, some social clout.
I don't believe that.
No, because anyone who was in a performance ensemble had social clout automatically.
Okay. Because, like I don't think I had any clout because I didn't go out. I didn't, like, hang.
No, but you played D&D and you were in a performance ensemble and that was clout at Muhlenberg. Oh, God.
We were so cool.
Oh, God. I did not play D&D. I played D&D, like, a couple times. Like,
I now remember why you're talking about D&D. Didn't you do a collaboration with Dungeon Party?
Indeed we did, and guess what never aired?
What?
My collaboration.
Oh,
with Dungeon
wow.
Party. They never aired that episode. Also, let me say, on the record, that one of the cast members said on air on that show that they thought that that episode would have gone viral because of me and Ryan. Mm. So, you're a lost Dungeon Party that you never posted, and I'm not saying I'm still bitter, but we did feature you on our podcast, and you did not reciprocate.
Call out.
This is a call out. There is now beef. Oh... And I think anyone will tune into that drama. I think, like, the tabloids will pick that up.
Oh, hopefully.
Anyway, I guess we should probably end the episode now. It's at almost an hour.
Wow.
I know, it's our longest episode ever because we're bored in this van.
Yeah.
I feel like we've learned a lot about each other.
We've learned a lot.
We didn't end up doing that I'll give you a word thing that I wanted to do, but I think that's for the best.
That's fine. I hate being asked to do improv.
Oh, God. I didn't.
Just because my family, I have this, I just have, like, like war stories of my family being like, okay, here's an apple.
Stop. We actually have two apples. Hey, Michael, here's two apples.
No, I'm shivering.
Wait, can I tell you something really upsetting?
What?
So, whenever we go to my aunt's house for like Christmas or Thanksgiving, they like to play charades, and I love when our family plays charades together. Like,
that's
it's
so
a lot
much
of
fun.
But anytime I do anything, like, well, Sophia, you should be good at this. You're an actor. And I'm like, that's not how this works.
That's not how this
give
works
me some
at
given
all.
Circumstances and an action to play and a motivation, and then I got you.
Yeah.
Don't give me the title of a movie. That's not how this works, where I can't speak, okay? And that's just really upsetting to me that they think, they probably think I'm bad at my craft
because
I can't do charades as well as they want.
That's the same with me. Also, this is something I'm worried about.
Yeah, what are you worried about?
I just had a thought. I speak softly. I don't know if my voice is going to be picked up.
No, I think it'll be okay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, this is, like, pretty powerful.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. No, the quality, surprisingly, because I'm using this through this app, Anchor. Hey, Anchor, if you want to sponsor us.
Okay.
It's really good quality, actually.
Okay, cool.
You would know that if you listened to the podcast.
I didn't know what app you were using. I thought you had, like, a setup.
No, I'm talking about, like, you would listen. No, the quality if you listened to the podcast.
Quality. Okay.
Yeah, and the timbre of our voices.
Because of all the sound editing you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the old press and upload.
Exactly.
I don't know what I was going to say. Yeah, we've actually had a comment from one of our fans that we should edit.
Mm.
And I said...
Who?
Like, no, it was a constructive criticism, okay. Like, actually helpful. And I'm like, no, you're totally right. And it's one of our biggest fans. Shout out to Mish Mariahu. I love you so dearly. And I actually appreciate this because it was very constructive. Like, yeah, we totally should edit. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
It would make it better.
Yeah, I can think about some dead zones in this episode.
I can. The whole episode was great. Besides for the air.
Yeah.
And I think the only dead zone we actually were not recording for, so.
Okay,
I think,
cool.
Whoa, you just quaffed your hair like nothing else.
Yeah.
I wish you guys could see the volume that's happening right now.
My hair, I think, is, like, I move it and it stays exactly where I move it. It's weird. Like, it's, like, pliable, like, silly putty. See? It's standing up.
What the frick? That's not fair. You don't even need hairspray. Just instant volume.
It's like I have a permanent bump it.
It's like you do. The only thing better than hairspray, that's you.
Thank you.
Wow. All right, so College Best Friends, we're going to sign off.
Mm.
This has been an absolutely wonderful episode. Michael, thank you so much for
guesting. This has been a pleasure. I've wanted this for a while.
Have you actually?
I have.
Well, I'm really happy because I wanted this for a while. By this, I mean your friendship.
Wait, does this mean we're best friends?
Does it mean that? Oh, are you my new co-host?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Ryan. Don't hurt
me. Ryan, we should have break. Ryan's in Disney, and I actually text him every day being like, do you still love me?
Mm.
So,
I do the same with my friends too.
Yeah. So I don't worry, Ryan. I would never replace you. You're my number one always. I love you. So yeah. All right. Farewell, College Best Friends. Thank you again, Michael, for being here, and
thank you for
doing this, and thank you guys for bearing with us as we're driving this van from Atlanta back to Philadelphia, and for whatever sound may happen.
And thank you, Sophia, for having to deal with me for another hour of
driving. I'm so excited.
Yeah.